On this episode of the iPhoneography Podcast, we have some feedback from our last show. Yes, we're still continually talking, even though how long that show was. And we talk a little bit about the iPhone 15 Pro overheating issues. And are they fixed? We'll talk about that.
It's Monday, October the 9th. It's Thanksgiving Day here in Canada. And we always get ours before the folks in the U.S. have theirs. But I think yours is a more, it's a busier, they say it's the busiest travel day of the year. Is that right, Dave?
I believe it. Just because a lot more people will travel on Thanksgiving back home.
Yeah.
Than on Christmas per se.
Right. So, but, it's a wonderful day for giving thanks. And, I'm thankful for a lot of things, and I will be wishing everyone in the U.S. a happy Thanksgiving Day when that day arrives too. So, we're going to keep it somewhat condensed tonight, because if you hear my voice, you'll probably notice that it's a little off right now. I've been dealing with some asthma issues and coughing and all this stuff, and now it's starting to wreak havoc on the sound of my voice. So we're just going to cover a couple of little things. We're going to talk about the iPhone 15 Pro overheating issues, but we'll get to that shortly. But first, I want to just talk about a little bit about some feedback I've had. And this is coming from Mike James' Smartphone Photography Club. And now, as you all know, Mike was on the last show with us, and it was the finale, I guess you could say, of our Picture Perfect series. Mm-hmm. And it was also the longest episode of the podcast to date. It was something like an hour and 43 minutes or something. So, Dave, we could have kept going.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. There's truth to the to sometimes I'll say to people, I could talk about this stuff all day. And Mike was no different. He could have kept going. But so if I throughout this episode inadvertently go silent for a minute, it's because I'm hitting the cough button, just like I'm going to do right now.
There we go.
So, but I have my herbal tea with honey in it. And I got some lozenges and everything else that I might need to get through it here. But anyway, this feedback is, it was in the community forum. So I think that's maybe separate from the club, but anyway, so Karen O'Hara, she said that she just finished listening to the last episode, which is the one that Mike was on, and she didn't want it to end. So
it's good to hear.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of didn't want it to end either, because we could have kept going. But anyway, she says, I think the three of you make a great team. More, please. I was pleased to hear Dave say that he doesn't really have a niche, and that he takes pictures of what he likes, as that is what I tend to do. So what she's referring to there is that we were talking about, the episode was about developing your style. And, you know, for me, it's macro, landscape, that type of thing. But for you, Dave, you'd mentioned that you don't really have a certain subject matter that you, gravitate to. You'll tend to shoot whatever is presented to you.
Right.
And I think that's great. So she goes on to say, I have gained more confidence in posting my pictures. I keep thinking I need to find my niche. Is it niche or niche?
Either niche. One. I think it's niche.
Okay. Yeah. I'll call it niche then. After listening to this, I realized that I don't have to. And as you said, Mike, you can end up feeling trapped. And Mike is kind of in that camp as well. He doesn't want to feel trapped just trying to concentrate on one particular subject matter. So Karen finishes up by saying, I am just going to carry on taking pictures of whatever takes my fancy at the time and post whatever. that is going to be my niche. And I think that's pretty cool. It's nice that she, and you know, she said at one point too, that she has caught up to all of the episodes of the podcast. So, you know, thanks Karen for being such a determined and loyal listener. And I've seen Karen in the, you know, in the podcast Facebook group and in Shane's group and in the Reflex group. And, you know, she's, you know, Instagram, wherever, you know, she's putting herself out there, which is great. And she's posting stuff and some really good photos as well. And what Mike said as a response was, that's fantastic to hear. Clearly we didn't want it to end either. And then he says, this is going to be one of your longer episodes, Greg. And sure enough, it is. And Mike says, I realized after the recording that we could have added to the summary that you do not need a style. Those that have identified a style can use that to motivate themselves and bring more joy to their photography. However, Dave and I are in your niche of whatever takes our fancy at the time. So he's speaking to Karen there. And yeah, that's just like I said, you know, you don't really have a specific niche, and Mike's the same way, and Karen's the same way. Yeah. So it's just not an uncommon thing, I guess. You know, there's people who just shoot it whatever they want, and that's great. And there are times when I will kind of explore different subject matter, whether it's like street photography or whatever, but you know, it's just not something that I do a lot of. But anyway, so any thoughts on the feedback, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, that is great to hear. And Karen, I agree that sometimes, you know, and again, there's nothing wrong with having a style. You know, we're not saying one is better or worse than the other. It's really up to you personally. Now, I would say that if you're looking to do photography maybe as a business or to get yourself out there and interactions are important to you, let's say you want to become a photographer, you want to do it as a side business, not having a niche will hurt you, because you want people to know you for a thing per se.
Yeah,
or a style, or a particular thing. They say, oh, that is a photo like that. Where if you do it kind of scattered shot like I do it, you know, there's not really you can't get that focused audience. But again, that's kind of the way my brain works.
Yeah. You know, and you just kind of hit a point there, maybe not directly, but I've seen it this way. And that is that when if you're like, say you're a professional and you have a certain style, then people expect that from you, right?
That is
true. And you know, the funny thing that this kind of comes up is because Peter McKinnon's latest video, or one of his latest, maybe he's got another one since I saw this a few days ago, he talked about people expect to see bangers from him. And he said, well, guess what, folks? That ain't going to happen anymore, because he found it was constricting him in some way of, you know, not allowing him to post more stuff publicly. And because he was only going to, he would only post his best images. So, you know, he said to heck with it. I'm just going to post what I want, when I want, even if it's not a banger photo. Right. And I think that's the right approach, because if you keep selling yourself short with just trying to post your best stuff, well, you know, you're going to be missing out on some possible, you know, communication or community aspect, the community aspect of it, you know, different things like that. So,
well, I also say that, like, to bring up Shane here, Shane Austin, you know, if Shane told me, I said, I have a photo, and you're like, okay, it's astro. It's going to be astrophotography. That's his style. That's his niche. That's his, you know, where he goes to. And if he came out and said, by the way, here's a photo of landscape, or here's a urban landscape with streets and people. And you're like, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, exactly.
Not saying it's good or bad, just like that throws you off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, so, it's a matter of what are you trying to get out of photography?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, literally, if you're, it's nice for people to notice and like the photos. It isn't a side hustle. This isn't a job. I realize right. I'm not going to make money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice. I mean, I'm willing to accept money, but I yeah. but you know, I'm not doing it to make money. I'm doing it because I enjoy
same
it.
Here. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at the last few photos I took, you know, it's like some edited here, some minor edited, some sunsets, some kind of the one on a train that I put together a little video of.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's for style. It's kind of, you almost want to consider, if you consider a style, it's life experience, sharing, mm-hmm. you know, sharing what I see around me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
that's pretty much as tight as it can get. But again, you know, there are people out there who do amazing landscapes and do this, and they focus on that and they hone their skills towards that. And it's whatever you're comfortable with. And that's right. You may start off not knowing what your style is. Because I don't think some people may be like, oh, I'm starting photography. I know exactly what I want to do. But some people are like, you know what? I don't know. I don't know what I'll be, you know, what I have a natural aptitude for versus, yes, I could do that, but that's going to be much harder for me to do if I want to do it versus this. And what do you enjoy and what your strengths are and weaknesses are. And you may start taking both and you're like, okay, I'm now going to focus on this one little bit because this is something I find a lot of pleasure and joy out of.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
right.
you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the amount of time, sorry, that I've seen two or three people on TikTok and they just did a stupid little skit. You know, literally it was like a throwaway thing and it just caught on.
No, really.
It just caught on and they're like, this is what I'm going to be known for, isn't it?
Yeah.
You catch lightning in a bottle. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, that's true. So, yeah. I thought that was, was some great feedback from Karen and,
mm-hmm. We do appreciate all the feedback we get.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Look, if anybody has anything to say to Dave or I about the show or have any ideas for the show and all that stuff, I mean, by all means, get a hold of us. You know, we put our social outlets on in the show notes every episode, and you can go to the website, iphonography.ca, and there's a contact page there. You can contact us through that as well. And, you know, we're always happy to hear it. And, you know, I don't know if I've ever done this before, but if you want, you can go to the podcast app and leave a 5-star review. I don't last time I checked I couldn't tell you when it was, so I don't know how many reviews we have, if any. But anyway, so moving on, and I don't remember if I think I did mention this last time on the last show at the end when I wasn't going to get the iPhone 15, but now I am. And it's, last I checked earlier today, it was in Anchorage. It started in China and went to Japan, and now it's in Anchorage, and it should be here this week, I'm thinking, hopefully. of course, whether I'm getting a phone or not, I mean, and Dave, you do this too. We listen to the news about these new phones mm-hmm. because we have to. I always say because we talk about this stuff and, you know, every year there's a gate, right? There was a beauty mm-hmm. gate. There was a bend gate and all that stuff. Well, this year it's been heat gate. And
which I was not expecting. I thought the bend gate that they were talking about when it first came out would be a bigger deal, but that passed in a day or so.
Yeah, yeah, that was basically nothing compared to the heat gate.
Oh no,
And Heatgate is obviously the heating issues. And I know it was the iPhone 15 Pro, and I don't know if it was the 15 non-Pro phones. I wouldn't be surprised if it was, but well, no, you know what? I don't think it was because it's a different chipset.
Yeah. I'm about to say the regular 15s use the 14 Pro chipset from last year.
Right. Yeah.
That's why there's a lot of features. If you look at the regular iPhone 15 that you can do if you have an iPhone 14 Pro.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're chipset related, because they're sharing chipsets.
Yeah. Yeah, my cousin has an iPhone 15. She got the 15 Plus, and she asked me, now this has the same chip as your 14 Pro Max, does it not? And I said, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So the heating issue. Not everybody was experiencing this. Now Shane, he said he never experienced it at all with his. Now Dale Lotherington, who is in the Bloody Legends group, he's one of the admins. He said he experienced it with his 15 Pro Max, but he was doing with even longer. He was taking 2 minute exposures, and he was doing them a ton of them. And he had Spotify playing while he was doing this because he was making a nighttime time lapse or whatever. And his phone heated up and kicked out on him. So, I mean, he really stressed the processor, I think. But so whether that is related to what this stuff is, I don't know. But anyway, so Apple put out a statement about this, and it says, "We have identified a few conditions which can cause iPhone to run warmer than expected. The device may feel warmer during the first few days after setting up or restoring the device because of increased background activity." That is true, and I have a quick note about that, and I'll get to it in a minute. "We have also found a bug in iOS 17 that is impacting some users and will be addressed in a software update. Another issue involves some recent updates to third-party apps that are causing them to overload the system. We're working with these app developers on fixes that are in the process of rolling out." So, I have just a few short little notes here. One, the first one is not everyone experiences this. That is true. I've heard that from many different sources. So there's a guy who has a YouTube channel. I forget what it is offhand. I know I could find it real easy, but he said that he nailed it down to Instagram being the problem. And, you know, I think he's right, because what he did was, and it's not just Instagram in general. He said it was certain accounts on Instagram. Because what he did was he put his iPad on the table and had a camera looking at it. And he had an app that showed the CPU and all that stuff, kind of like iStat menus on a Mac. And it showed the CPU usage and performance and all that stuff. So he opened Instagram, and he's got more than one account on Instagram. He's got at least two. And he opened up the one account, and this goes either one way or the other. It either, you know, ramped up the CPU and heated up his device, or it didn't, but I'll say it did. And then he switched accounts to his other account, and the CPU dropped and almost went to nothing, which I find to be very, very strange.
Yeah. I mean, accounts should not make, I mean, unless the account's doing something in the background, maybe one's a business account, one's a personal account, and the business.
I think that was probably the case with this guy.
But it's still weird, though, because you don't know. Because Instagram's, because it is, you know, they like most businesses, don't tell you what's happening in detail, because it is a business secret. So you don't know what they're doing, you know, in the details behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So who knows what's happening?
And it's possible that it could have something to do with who you're following and what kind of content they're putting out and all this stuff.
That's so weird.
But, though. I mean, he put a temperature gun on the the iPad. Well, actually on the phone, when he was running it on the phone. And when it heated up like 15 degrees in about 5 minutes. So it started at about 80, 85 degrees, and it went up about 15 degrees in about 5 minutes, and he lost
1% of height. Fahrenheit.
Yeah. He lost 1% of his battery for every minute, pretty much.
Yeah, that's.
So, I mean, obviously there was something going on. And if not everybody's experiencing it, it was obviously a software thing. Mm-hmm. Aaron Zolo, who has Zolotech as his YouTube channel, he did tests with his, he's got a heat camera that he could plug into his phone. And the viewfinder shows like a heat sensing image or whatever.
Okay.
And he did tests and let's see, he did heat camera tests when the issue was present, which showed the phone heating up. And then after Apple put out the fix, he did the same test and it showed no abnormal heat. So the software update from Apple fixed the issue. And actually, before Apple put out their update, Instagram put out some fixes and everything else. And I think it might have been not just Instagram, but anything from Meta, like Threads or Facebook might have been culprits as well. I don't know.
Facebook kills your battery life anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
horrible. It's horrible. But it's kind of weird that this was not caught under beta testing.
Yeah, that is weird. Like, unless there was something that they... You know,
there was a little tweak between the last beta and the Gold Master.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's weird. But it's fixed. And, you know, I think HeatGate is, you know, going to finally go away now by the sounds of it. So what I was going to say about, you know, the increase of background activity and all this stuff is when I updated my watch to watchOS 10, my battery drained so fast. It was ridiculous. Mm. Like it usually lasts. I can get up in the morning, put my watch on, and by then I go to bed at night, it's still at least half full. And when I put iOS 10 or watchOS 10 in the watch, it was draining down. I'll bet you at least twice as fast. Like it was into the red before I was ready to go to bed at night.
Oh, wow.
So it was going down pretty quick. And my wife's was the same way. Now, I think what happened there was because watchOS 10 is so different than 9 was, you know, it was doing a lot of processing and all that stuff. And why it would take days, I don't know. But it just, you know, but now it's back to normal. Like I can get... you know, I'm at 46% and it was 100% this morning. So it's maybe still a little bit worse than it was with watchOS 9, but it's kind of leveling itself out. And I think that's the same thing with iPhones. When you get a new iOS come out, it does a lot of things in the background and runs a lot of processes and all this stuff. And for all I know, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Apple's doing things like maybe they've got it written. This is going to sound bizarre, but maybe they've got something written in the code that it does some diagnostic things for a couple of days or so, and then it shuts that part of it off and returns to normal or whatever. I don't know.
It does a lot. I know it does indexing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that takes up a lot of. For searches. So that does a lot of, that takes up a lot of power.
Yeah.
So that's an issue there too.
Well, the reason I said that what I did was because when they put out, I think it was iOS 14.3, I could be wrong on that, but there was an update they put out. It wasn't a new iOS update, iOS version. It was just a point something update. And if you remember, it took a long time to do it. And it was a very, probably a good sized update, like into the gigabytes. But what they did, and they said this when the next version of the iOS came out, mm-hmm. they said what they did was they put the update in people's phones, did some diagnostics, sent the diagnostics back to them, and then took that update out and put the regular update in or something like that. It was some weird thing like that. Hmm. And they did it. And you know, nobody knew what was going on. But you know, as it turns out, they did it for diagnostic reasons or whatever. And but that's something weird that I think they have the capability of doing. That who knows when 17 came out and it was doing all this processing and all this stuff. I mean, who knows what they were doing? But I think you're probably more right than I am, Dave, with the indexing, because it, you know, indexing does take a long time to do, and you know, it's pretty stressful on the on the chipset.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things that takes a lot of oomph behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's but I mean, there's really not much, unfortunately, you could do about it either.
No, that's right. I mean, it's got to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So, well,
I hate to say, but everyone should be used to it by now, because that's almost like saying you're using it wrong. But, you know, the first couple of days, battery life on something new is going to be horrible. And then we're all going to forget about it after a week, hopefully. So hopefully everything's gotten taken care of. And the 0.3 release now will fix all the major stuff, and there'll just be little tweaks. And we're just waiting, like, on the journaling app, if you're waiting on that, because that's going to come out probably to 0.1. And, you know, when other things come out. So,
yeah. So anyway, yeah. So we just, you know, we wanted to kind of touch on that whole heat gate issue. Mm-hmm. And you know, because if by chance you haven't heard about it, folks, then that's what was happening. And it seems to be fixed now. So, since we started the Picture Perfect series, we weren't doing our recent photos. And because of my voice and whatnot tonight, I don't think we're going to do it either tonight either. But I think next time we will be able to get back to it. Mm-hmm. Dave, you are going on a little adventure, so you'll have some photos to show. And, you know, in fact, maybe we should just tell everybody that we're going to do travel photography on the next show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be I'm not a real traveler, but, and Dave, you don't travel a lot, you know, as long as I've known you, but do you want to disclose on where you're going, or you want to just keep it as a surprise?
No, I'll disclose it. I'm actually visiting my father, who lives outside of Palm Springs, California. So it will be a bit of a shock going from Pittsburgh. We just hit fall. We were warm for around a week ago. We were still having some summer-like weather. He will be his low temperature will be higher than our high temperature.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
and no humidity.
Yeah.
So there are a couple places that we're planning on going to, not only visiting him, but other things. Mm-hmm. There is a airplane museum out there.
Well, don't tell us too much, because we're gonna hear all about it on the next one. But
there's a couple museums and a couple things that I'm interested to go to, just to go to, but also see what kind of shots I can get.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to is seeing these pictures. And, uh-huh. and, so basically our recent photos could be all you. I might throw one in, let's put it that way.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, no, it sounds like it's going to be a good time. Are you flying or driving?
Oh, I'm flying.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you figure, I hate to say it this way, but basically, you know, he's in Southern California, I'm in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
to I guess drive that is a would take
pretty long haul, isn't it?
If I went straight with barely any breaks, it would take 2 to 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. So, no, it's only, I only got a week vacation. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a bad enough flight that we have 2 stops.
Oh.
Well, each way. So that'll be bad enough.
Well, you know, it'll be an adventure, that's for sure. And, you know, I do look forward to seeing some images and hearing some stories about it. And so that is coming up on the next show 2 weeks from now. So,
the thing is, you may have your new camera by then, hopefully. So we'll be able to see what pictures you get with the 5X and, you know.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what that's like. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think we're going to cut it off at that and give my voice a rest here. So tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure. You can find me pretty much everywhere on social media as ProfPod, except for TikTok, where I'm ProfPodPGH. And on the Facebook group as Dave Podner Jr.
All righty. You can find me on the Facebook just with my name, Greg McMillan, in the groups and whatnot. They're all listed in the show notes, the ones that we frequent. And for everything else, pretty much go to about.me/McMillan. And you can see all my links there. So, all right. Well, I guess on that note, I guess we'll see everybody on the next one.
Have a great one, everyone.